102.9. We checked out music by Black Bones and MRI with Bling. We also checked out Drake and now Black Diamond on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. Now, the weekend also saw, I mean, apart from many things that transpired, including Costa Teach's memorial service, the weekend also saw one of Namibia's best producers, top five, top three for that matter, Arafat being laid to rest itself. Did you see some clips, some news in terms of that, Shekwan?
Yes, I saw a couple of people in terms of like the industry people that actually made it all the way to Omaruru. He was buried in one of the villages very close to Omashete, that is Otupupa. But yeah, a lot of people definitely went out. I saw Rashihama was there as well. And nice. I know that later on after that, he actually posted on his Facebook saying that I just, went to lay my brother, to rest, but I will be on stage, this evening to pay homage to him. And obviously, in terms of the independence celebrations that are coming this week and so forth, there's just a lot of people that went, Mr. Simple was there, Dice was there, Hishishi Papa, the industry, so to say, was actually there. So they all made it safely to my village. Arafat and I actually from the same place as well. And it was honestly just beautiful, not only at the burial itself, even just the memorial itself, the week leading up to everything, how everyone really just came together to really honor him and make sure that they just preserve his legacy. As you know, obviously with the conversations that we had with Robert Shipanga here and obviously with Ricardo Tswahose, right? There was quite an insightful, heartwarming conversations as well. And that really made us understand even more the impact that Arafat actually left in the industry as well. To actually even hear that he was mentoring a couple of upcoming producers and so forth, so the legacy will definitely carry on. One thing to highlight right now, partner, is that the objective that is being focused on right now is to really preserve that legacy for his son, his only son that he left behind. I understand that the boy is around about 9-10 years old, it's just gonna be beautiful to see what they still do, the industry, to say with the legacy of Arafat. But Dice also made it, obviously, to the burial and he had a couple of things to say in terms of how they just, said goodbye, a bit farewell to their brother.
The last day, or rather the day that we laid the late Arafat Mugure to rest at his home village, Machete, was a sad day, but I take peace knowing that his friends, colleagues, musicians of every genre showed up. Coincidentally, we all arrived at the village at the same time, and that was very beautiful to see. The respect and the honor that was bestowed upon him on his final day was very inspiring and just reassuring to his family and also to the artists, that we can come together and that we can stand together. I want to thank everybody that showed up. I want to thank everybody that contributed, made donations. I want to thank Fresh FM for the unquestionable support throughout this time until the very last day. I think a lot of leadership was shown. A lot of patriotism was shown. Yes, thank you for that. I don't really have the right words to say. I'm not one that likes doing public speaking, but I just wanted to take this little time to just to thank everybody for their contributions in any form, shape or manner. Thank you so much. We will miss Arafat Mugure. He played his part. It is up to us to continue with the foundation that had been laid already. Thank you once more, and God bless you all. May his soul rest in peace.
Can you do voice impressions?